Not far from Thilke Palace, Honourable, where, as this Marquis shoop his merry age, there stood a thorp of sight delitable, in which that poor folk of that village hadden their beasts and their herbergage, and of their labour took their sustenance, after that the earth gave them abundance. Amongst these poor folk there dwelt a man, which that was holden poorest of them all, but high God sometimes senden can his grace into a little ox's stall. Janicula, men of that thorp him call. A daughter had he, fair enough to sight, and Griselda this young maiden hight. But for to speak of virtuous beauty, then was she one the fairest under sun, for poorly fostered up was she, no likerous lust was through her hearty run, well oftener of the well than of the tun she drank, and for she would virtue please, she knew well labour, but no idle ease. But though this maiden tender was of age, yet in the breast of her virginity there was enclosed ripe and sad courage, and in great reverence and charity her old poor father fostered she. A few sheep spinning on field she kept, she would not be idle till she slept. And when she homeward came, she would bring warts or other herbs times oft, the which she shred and seethed for their living, and made her bed full hard and nothing soft, and aye she kept her father's life on loft with every obeisance and diligence that child may do to her father's reverence. Upon Griselda, this poor creature, full often sith this marquis set his eye, as he on hunting rode peradventure, and when it fell that he might her espy, he not with wanton looking of folly his eye cast on her, but in sad wise upon her cheer he would him oft devise, commending in his heart her womanhood, and eke her virtue, passing any wight of so young age, as well in cheer as deed, for though the people have no great insight in virtue, he considered full right her bounty, and disposed that he would wed her only, if ever he wed should. The day of wedding came, but no wight can tell what woman that it should be, for which marvel wondered many a man, and said when they were in privity, "Will not our Lord yet leave his vanity? Will he not wed? Alas, alas, the while! Why will he thus himself and us beguile?" But natheless this marquis hath done make of gems set in gold and in azure, brooches and rings for Griselda's sake, and of her clothing took he the measure of a maiden like to her stature, and eke of other ornaments all that unto such a wedding should befall.